Hello and welcome to another First Round Bald Movies. This is the rain check edition for Suburbicon. This movie, written by the Coen brothers, directed by George Clooney, and starring Matt Damon and
Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore and some adorable little kid. I don't know what to say about this movie. This movie wasn't terrible. It's not particularly good. I'm not sure what they're trying to do. There was one or two things I found effective. If you, if you like kids at all, there's some terrible things that make you feel really bad about little kids and make you feel really bad about white culture.
It was very well acted. I think the kids they got were really cute.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's has some.
I should maybe, if you haven't noticed, this isn't Jim. This is my wife, Cecily.
Oh, hi. I'm Cecily.
Welcome to the First Round Bald Movies podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is, like you said, third time you've done this.
Yeah. I liked it, but there were some, I don't know, it was just off for some reason. It was one of Paramount's biggest flops of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. And they try to tackle some race relations in America. And I guess that this is a script that the Coen brothers had written a long time ago that they had sort of shelved. And George Clooney came along and just dusted it off and brought it to life on the screen.
Yeah, he was one of the credited screenwriters, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't get what the black and white issue had to do with the main plot of the kind of murder mystery.
I have an idea, but I'm going to save it for the spoiler area.
Right, and I don't, like, at the end of the movie, I don't feel like anyone learned a damn thing about anything, which maybe that's the point. Maybe it's to educate us as the audience.
Maybe it is.
Like I said, I also found it a very unpleasant movie. Like, there's nothing really to root for. You're hoping for a positive outcome for the kids, but
there weren't any of those interesting, like, Coen-esque twists or.
Also, the movie, I was expecting dark comedy or some comedy. There was really no comedy.
There was some dark
was
comedy.
Was there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a Coen brothers movie, so I don't know how much I can say without being spoilery, because we can't talk about specific parts without talking about it as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the setup is they've got this model home of the 50s or 60s future. It's called Suburbicon, and it's got this kind of great classic look to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this and in the first frames of the movie you were introduced to was it the Millers? Is that their name? There's a black family. The mayor that moves in and causes a stir because people don't know
how
they feel about this. And then we're also introduced
to... They know how they feel.
We're also introduced to Lloyds, who seems like they're going to be the
heroes.
The Lodges, sorry. Who seems like they're going to be the heroes of the story because the mom sends her kid over to play with the little black boy, play baseball, and they seem to hit it off. And then things just progressively spiral out of control. There's a lot of synergy there with, like, Mother. Like, in the third act of the movie, I'm like, this is just fucking nuts.
Right. How is this happening?
But, you know, they actually had a narrative point of view. I agree. I'm kind of like, to critique the movie in more detail than this, other than saying it's kind of an unfocused mess. It's well acted and it looks beautiful and it's well shot, but you wonder, like, what the point is. Like, why get all these very talented people together, talent on top of talent on top of talent, and not really tell a compelling story that's entertaining?
Well, hopefully you are a club subscriber, because I have some really great ideas about what that means.
Okay, well, let's, as is tradition, talk about some trailers.
Yes.
Before we get to the spoiler section, do you want to talk about Daddy's Home 2? I've not seen Daddy's Home. This was the Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's the stepdad. Mark Wahlberg is the really cool, real biological dad. Father who's kind of an asshole.
And decides to show up late, I'm assuming.
Yep, and now we got John Lithgow as Will Ferrell's dad and Mel Gibson as Mark Wahlberg's dad, and it's Christmas time, and I'm not going to see this movie.
I'm not interested in these, like, Meet the Parents or whatever kind of Christmas movie they have every year, the mm-hmm. ensemble cast feel-good fluff popcorn film.
Right.
Starring actors whose careers are sort of petering out.
All right, let's move on to Downsizing, which I'm actually excited for. I walked in like with 30 seconds to go on this trailer before, and I'm like, what the hell am I seeing? I walked in right at the part where they're drinking out of this giant Absolut vodka bottle, like a hamster bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? But the premise of this movie, which stars Matt Damon and Kristen Wiig, is that they're making this pitch for environmental and economic reasons that you can get shrunk down to 0.3% of your current size and live in these micro mansions.
Mm-hmm.
And they got this whole class of people that are little, itty, tiny people, and they're living like kings because like $50,000 worth of materials in the big person world is like $25 million in the little people world.
Right.
And it's probably looks like it's some social satire. But I'm in. I think it's a solid science fiction concept. It looks cool. I'm intrigued.
I am too. Maybe I'm just too experienced at seeing movies, but I feel like the trailer gave away a lot to me.
Yeah, talk about that, because I'm not even sure I agree with you. You said...
Oh, okay. Well,
you leaned across to me at the trailer's coming to
it features heavily Matt Damon and Kristen Wiig, who plays his wife, seeing these people downsizing and then planning to do it themselves.
Yeah.
And then you show Matt Damon bald.
Yeah, I don't know why you have to get your head shaved to get yourself
head,
down.
Eyebrows, all of his hair was gone.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, you don't see her. You don't see her with the shaved head, which probably would have played for comedy in a trailer.
But you never...
And the co-star is another actress who I haven't seen before. And then after...
Who?
After that,
I don't know, it's an actress
I haven't seen before.
Jason Sudeikis?
And then you see shots of those two together forming a bond throughout the trailer. So I'm thinking that his wife died in the process of downsizing. As like a one in a million chance of
that you understand the risks and all that. But I thought I saw Kristen Wiig in a scene or two of their miniature life. But all right,
we'll see.
I'm interested. Another one that's coming out is Paul Thomas Anderson is making a movie with Daniel Day-Lewis. This supposedly is Daniel Day-Lewis's swan song.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to retire afterwards. It's called The Phantom Thread. It's this Christmas. It seems like the story of a tailor that ensnares a woman as his muse, and they have a volatile relationship where he's an asshole, and I don't know much more about it than that.
Yeah.
But it's Daniel Day-Lewis and Paul Thomas Anderson.
Alright, I'll see it when it hits HBO Go.
Definitely gonna see it. Might even be a first-run bald movie, honestly. Then we've got Denzel Washington. This is something Jim and I have talked about, but you have not. Roman J. Israel Esquire.
Is this a real person?
Don't know. Don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's a Ridley Scott film. So it's Denzel it's Denzel and Ridley back together again. I mean, it's an interesting premise. It seems like a civil rights, very principled, civic-minded lawyer who has spent a lifetime trying to right wrongs and not getting any appreciation for it. So he has an opportunity to turn in a criminal for money, for some sort of reward money, and he does to cash in. And then the criminal finds out he dropped a dime on him, and tension.
Yeah. Well, he definitely...
Thrilling suspense ensues.
Betrayed his client's confidences. This is his lowest crime there.
Yeah. So that looks interesting. I'm probably down to see that as well. And then a trailer for The Last Jedi. Not even the new one, the old one. We haven't talked about this. I don't think you're a huge Star Wars fan.
Nope.
Do you have any opinion on this film whatsoever?
Nope.
Did you like The Force Awakens?
Yes.
So you're you're mildly excited about it?
Okay.
you're coming to see the Hulk or the Thor Ragnarok next week.
Thor Ragnarok.
The whole family's going. Whole damn family. Whole fam damnly. Are you excited about that one?
Yeah.
I am too.
Yeah.
That one looks like a lot of fun. That's coming up next week,
y'all. That's getting some pretty rave reviews, like the best
Really?
Marvel.
I mean, it looks amazing. The poster, like, I want to cover all my walls with it.
Yeah. So our local movie theater gives out posters from some of their first run movies that I think maybe if you go on the opening night and you go up to the cashier, they'll give you the poster. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there are spares they just leave out on the counter.
Right.
So we like to pick those over and put them all over our walls. Mm-hmm. And there was some pretty big duds lately.
Yeah.
Like, what was the one that was there tonight?
What was the one that was there tonight?
I don't know.
It's such a dud I didn't even think about. Yeah.
Right.
It's
didn't
something
even use
we
it as a
saw.
Filler.
Was it American Made?
No, it wasn't something we've seen.
Okay. But
that forgettable. But yeah, I'm hoping to have a Thor Ragnarok because they had a full size Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, and that was a sweet one. We had a full size Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yes.
That was really sweet. So yeah, hopefully we can score one of those. And The Last Jedi. Both of those posters look really fantastic. Anyway, before we get to the spoiler section, I do want to make one recommendation. If you're on the fence about seeing this movie. If you're on the fence and you just are in the mood to see a fucked up Matt Damon movie and you haven't, just watch The Talented Mr. Ripley. It's a lot.
I think this movie...
a much, much better, more interesting and fucked up of a movie than this is.
I think this movie is definitely worth a watch, but I wouldn't, you know, spend all that money in the theater to see it.
Wait till it comes out. See Talented Mr. Ripley now.
Go see it a second time.
Go see it a second time. And then come back and we'll watch this when it hits HBO Go. So this is the point in the non-spoiler section where we have to say, unfortunately, goodbye to the non-club members because the spoiler-filled thoughts and opinions about the film are exclusively for... club members. If you want to join the club, you can do so at club.baldmovie.com. Spoiler-filled first-run bald movies are one of the perks. There's a lot of other exclusive audio and video content. You get ad-free feeds and VIP access to the forums. So if you want to, you can check that out. And hey, the first 30 days, free.
What?
Risk-free trial. If that sounds good, go to club.baldmovie.com. If not, we will see you for the non-spoiler review of Thor Ragnarok next week. Everybody that is club members, come on past the red velvet ropes, and we'll see the rest of y'all later.